You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
And the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
That seems very enthusiastic.
That's about all I have.
Okay.
It was nice while it lasted.
Yep.
The candle that burns twice as bright burns half as long.
That's it.
Well, you're answering a question that came from thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? And Glenn, where do we start off with this?
Well, yeah, I think part of what happens when we have problems, when we make mistakes, which is what we all do. This is the human condition, right? But I think we have a way of taking the consequences, which are bad. You know, we've done something wrong. It's created a problem for us. I speed in my car. I get a ticket, so I have to pay for the ticket. Paying for the ticket is bad. I'm getting some suffering going off of that. But if I pile guilt on top of that, suddenly I have sort of a double jeopardy here. I'm paying for it twice in a sense, and it's harder to get out from underneath all that in order to make positive changes because I'm just heaping all this negativity on myself.
That's a really great place to start. And Jed, I think Glenn did a fantastic job kind of laying out that emotional landscape for us. So then let's bring God into that.
Sure.
Because the question is God mad at me? The inferred part in there is, I'm mad at me.
Yeah.
I think those are related.
They are indeed. Well, here's what I think most of us do when we bring God into the equation is we find a way for that to make things worse.
Yeah.
I think that's what most of us do most of the time. Let's review. Something bad happened. You showed up late for work and they fired you. Well, that sucks. That's right. Now you don't have a paycheck. You got to find a new job. That's bad. Then you add in, I feel like I'm a real schmuck for showing up late at work. I'm just a jerk. Okay, so now we've got bad circumstances plus bad emotions about ourselves, which makes sense. We're not judging. We've all been there.
Sure.
It makes sense. But for most of us, when we bring God into the equation, so we say, lost my job. That's crappy. And then I must be a real loser to live that way. So that's crappy. And then we add in, God probably thinks I'm a loser too.
Right.
Well, now we have a trifecta of awful. I mean, everything is bad. Everything is shades of terrible. I think here's the thing. That makes sense. We've all done it. We've all been there where we have piled on and then piled on some more and then invited God to come in and enjoy. You join in the piling on. I think the thing that we need to look at is we assume God's looking down on us. We assume God's judging on us. We assume God's hating on us. But we should really ask, because it's really important, is he?
Right.
Because if he is, then that would be good information to know. We may want to look at that. If he's not, then it would be really good to have a sense of what God's actual view is. And I think we owe it to ourselves to not make assumptions here, but to actually dig in and find a real answer.
Yes, it's true in many areas of life, and this is one of them. If your conception of God happens to agree with you on everything all the time, that may indicate that you're not dealing with an actual God. You're kind of dealing with something you made up, which, as to go back to where Glenn started us, when you get that on the guilt or the judgment, can really, really screw you up. So it's important to not do that. Let him speak for himself, and we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
The guilt pylon seems like that would be like a wrestling move.
Sure, you know, yeah.
Like a professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You climb up, and you dive off the guilt pylon or something, you know.
Yeah, well, it's like the Macho Man elbow drop, but instead of actually hitting him, you jump off point, and we go, you're very disappointing.
That's right.
And then they just lay there paralyzed by their guilt for the three count.
Yeah, that's it.
I think guilt wrestling is really going to take off. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I would watch the guilty man, Randy Savage.
That's good. Yeah.
Yes, that is not bad. It all sounds so much worse in that voice. We're here to answer the question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? And we'll remind the folks, this is a little bit of a parlance of our job. When someone says they fell off, that basically means I went back to doing something I was pretty happy with not doing. That could be drugs, that could be sexual, that could be, as we mentioned, I just, you know, decided, you know, maybe work starts at night. Maybe work starts when I say it starts.
Right.
Whatever it is, but that's what fell off means. And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed giving us a very good point of we need to start maybe finding some separation between how we feel about things and what we know God thinks and says about things.
That's right.
So where do we start with that?
Well, I think the funny thing is, you know, for us, we're in Christian ministry. That's our day job. We work with guys behind bars and people on the street trying to help them plug into a church. But the funny thing is, whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jewish or any of these other things, there is sort of a unique American thing of I get to make up what is true for me. You know, it's like I get a vote. We're living in a democracy. I get to, you know, just make up God being what I want him to be.
I never agreed to speed limits.
Right. The made-up God in your head definitely thinks you suck. I get that. Except for you made that God up, and that's not real. So I think we have to be able to sort of get outside of this and look into it and ask the actual God what he thinks it is.
Well, the good news about that is the Bible is very clear on how God feels about people who screw up. And Jed, could you shorthand that for us?
I certainly can. So as Glenn says, the made-up God in your head, yeah, he probably is looking down on you.
Right.
The God of the Bible, nope. Here's what that God actually says about himself in the Bible. He says he understands. He gets why this seemed like a good idea. He gets why you felt like this was the right move. He sympathizes. He understands the challenge and the pressures you were dealing with and that you maybe you felt like you didn't have much of a choice. This was just, you know, where you were in your life. And he wants to give you mercy when times are tough. When you're going through the ringer and you really need help, he wants to give you that help, even though you screwed it up.
Right.
He still wants to give you that help. He still wants to be there for you and support you and help you out. I think the question that we need to look at is, what do we do with that? I mean, that's a pretty amazing idea, and it's pretty cool that God would sympathize and would understand and would want to help me even in the midst of my mess-ups. But what do I do with that? How do I put that into motion? How do I move forward?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we will look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
Bridge Loud.
We're back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I feel like my guilt wrestling character would have a cape.
Sure.
You know, just a long flowing cape.
Yeah. I like it.
You know. Then he'd make you feel bad about your cape.
That's right.
Maybe if you tried a little harder, applied yourself in school, you could afford this kind of velour sequin cape.
It'd have lots of flair to it.
Yeah.
Also joining us, the team, man who puts music together, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
The velour is what cinches it, and I think we can all agree that's the official fabric of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the idea of, you know, just, you know, the Old Testament, you know, you're ready, you have your morning clothes. Or, I like it being that, but velour.
Yeah.
Right. I feel bad, but I'm very comfortable. Which I feel bad about. We're going to answer a question that, believe it or not, does have something to do with this. The came to the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? When we started that last segment to look at what the Bible actually says about how God deals with and feels with people who fall off, which he's fine with it because we all do.
Right.
So let's dig into a little bit of that and more. If we start to look at the truth of this to overcome our emotions, where do we go with that?
Well, I think it's about getting back on that horse. I mean, I'm from Texas, and I think of that in literal terms. The truth is, if you have a horse, horses do not want you to get on their back. That's one of the main things they dislike in life. But if you do it, if you climb on the horse's back, they will throw you off. And if you do it again and again, eventually they get used to it and they get to where they can enjoy a certain element of that, and it's fine. But it's the idea that if you quit after the first time a horse will buck you off, that horse won't accept the saddle ever, just about. I mean, they get used to the idea, I can make this go away. So I think for us, it's almost personifying that thing we're trying to fight and say, I can't let my habits or my hang-ups or my addictions or whatever those things are stop me. I have to keep fighting. I have to keep getting back on.
It's a great point. And, Jed, I think one of the common misconceptions people have when they come to that is that God wants them to just really buckle down and just grit their teeth, have some willpower, and just run headlong into the same thing that screwed them up.
Yep.
That's probably not the best strategy here.
It's definitely not. There's three things for sure that God wants to give you in this moment. God wants to give you strength. He wants to give you courage. And he wants to give you wisdom. And all three of those are really important. He wants to give them to you in infinite supply. The Bible says that a righteous man is somebody who gets back up. It's not somebody who doesn't ever screw up. It's somebody who gets back up when they do. It's a key difference. It takes strength to do that. It takes courage to admit, no, I messed up, but I'm going to give this another try. But we also need wisdom to begin to ask, what are things I could learn from this mess up? Were there warning signs? Were there stuff that I wasn't really paying attention to that was trying to mess me up? And then we take that next step. That could be going back to AA, if that was the struggle you're dealing with. That could be applying for another job. That could be going and seeing the academic counselor at the community college and saying, I want to try again. You know, do you have a program that can help me? All those things require strength and courage. God wants to give you as much strength and as much courage as you need in order to take the next step, and he wants to walk through that step with you.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we will look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well.
sendeth my way with sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't know why it would be necessary for guilt wrestlers to get into a ring and wear tights.
Right.
I think you could just do that in just a room, but I think it would be appropriate for them to get in the ring.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It just feels right.
Yeah.
You know, just the no-holds-barred guilt off.
Yeah, well, then for the big blow-off match, you have to say the guilt counts anywhere match, and then they just go all around the arena guilting everyone.
That's in the guilt octagon.
That's pandemonium. Yeah. So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
You'll hear people talk about wrestling with their sin, but it's very rarely this literal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to put your sin in a figure four leg lock and just make it tap out. That's or continue to answer a question that comes in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? Now, this... when you're in the guilt wrestling match,
yeah,
occasionally the guilt's going to have their leg up on you.
Yeah,
you need to fire up. You need to get a little Hulkamania going. You need the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
In this case, would that literally be something you throw in guilt's eye to temporarily blind it? Maybe we don't know.
Yeah.
But Glenn, as you mentioned, you know, our day job is working with guys who have made mistakes. The
right.
state has record of
right.
the mistakes they have made.
That's right.
So how do you work around getting them to switch this mindset to? Get out of your emotion about the bad things you do
right.
and start looking at what God actually says about it to move forward.
Well, yeah, I think that's the thing is the emotions will get us in a position where, you know, I hate myself for this thing that I did, and then I start to externalize that to everyone else. I think other people hate me because I did this, and they look down on me, and they're ashamed to associate with me. And I start putting that on everybody, and I'll eventually put that on God and say, you know, and that might even be someone who doesn't, you know, never read the Bible or doesn't know anything about God, doesn't really, you know, just has sort of a vague sense of that, and they want to be close to God, but I've done this wrong thing, and I imagine that God is disapproving of me in that sort of way. So it's about breaking free from those emotions and starting to ask, what is God actually saying about himself?
It's a great point, and there's a word that we've basically been talking about all episode here. We haven't actually used the word because it's kind of a $5 church word that we're trying to use in the show, but that's theology. You may have heard that said, and may think of that as kind of a big academic pursuit, but theology at its core just basically means understanding what God says about stuff. You read the Bible, you read smart people who have said things about the Bible, you pray about it. And the reason that theology and good theology is important is exactly what Glenn is pointing out there, because we have our emotions, we have the way we're sure God must feel about this, and then we can go to the Bible, we can go to a good Christian book, and see that things, like Jed was saying, you know, that God is long-suffering, and his mercies are made new every morning, and he, you know, covers over a multitude of sins, and we can let that push back against that feeling. And even, you know, the people you listen to on the show have been doing this Jesus thing for quite a while at this point, and there are often times, I will speak for myself, that I will say, I am positive God must think this about this.
Yeah.
then I will go to what it actually says. And it turns out I couldn't be more wrong.
That's right.
And that's why we need theology. We need the Bible refers to it as a bedrock that we can stand on, not get blown away by this stuff. Very important. And we want you to have that. We will come back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.